Good morning. 7:29 a.m. Thursday, July the 27th, 2017. It's been an odd walk this morning. It has been, but when I started out, I think the picture shows pretty clearly that there's a little mist around, but it was generally clear. Sort of. It was a mist in the distance, but and there were, I mean, it was blue sky up above my head when I looked up. There was a few scattered clouds, but it's basically blue sky. And now, basically 20 minutes later, basically seems to be my word today, basically. 20 minutes later, it's quite foggy. It's very humid. It is very humid. I think we had some significant rain last night. There's a lot of stuff around that's kind of drippy. Looks like there's a new apartment building going in here. They've been working on this lot for a while. Digging holes. Playing games. They're putting in the street sweeper. This will be an interesting one. They're putting in the forms to pour concrete, so. I'm sure the neighbors love it at 7 o'clock in the morning. So yesterday I did the ritual again. Rituals again. Did it twice. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon. It was an interesting exercise in mindfulness. It was an interesting exercise in, okay, this is what I'm going to do now. And then sort of taking the meta view and stepping back to see what I actually did do instead of what I intended. And there was a lot of unintended action going on. So in the morning, I spent 2 hours and got 880 words. I thought I had 1,000 words because that's when I knocked off for lunch. But I was short by 120 words. My math capacity was impaired at that point. Good morning.
There was some rain last night.
I guess it must have been. I could tell it rained because not only were things wet, but there were places on the sidewalk where the dirt had washed off the lawns into the road, over the sidewalk, particularly where there was very little grass. So anyway, yeah, I got 880 words in the morning. Which, when I went back and looked in the afternoon, it was like, well, that was disappointing. I thought I had 1,000. But 1,000 words for only two whole hours, or only 1,000 words, only 800 words for 2 hours. That was kind of disappointing. The afternoon was a little bit better. I got 1,200 words, so it was 2,050-something words for across the two sessions. So 4 dedicated hours at 500 words apiece. Which is about half my normal rate, but a lot more than I get when I don't write at all. So, well, in a certain sense, it's a bit frustrating, and the other side of that is, well, yeah, but a story got moved along. And a story did get moved along, not to put too much of a negative spin on it, the story did move along. Today's going to be much more broken up. Today is going to be more difficult to get the two-hour blocks, 9 to 11 and 1 to 3, because I've got a kid who needs taxi twice in the middle of the day. Doesn't mean I'm not going to try. Doesn't mean I'm not going to work at getting this thing established. Because one thing is pretty sure at this point, and that's getting the routine established. While it may start off a little rough, I know my diet routine, exercise regimen, and all the rest of that started off a bit rough. But since I've been focused on it, it's had a red box in my daily bullet journal for the thing that must be done today. And since the thing is based on time, not on words, while that's not the most, it's not my most productive focus, clearly, at least not yet. It's at least a focus that is not dependent on where I think the story is. One of the realities is that the story is where the story is. And there's a part of my process where I have to let the story sort of gestate a little bit. I have to let it rest. Before I write it. But the reality is, I pretty much know the story is pretty well gestated, and it's a function at this point of getting it down so that I can clean it up, so that I can edit it, smooth it out, fill in the holes, chop off the wild branches, prune it back into something that has a more pleasing shape and form. And I can't do that to a blank page. I have to get it done. I have to get it on the page so I can make it into the story that I think it should be. Because clearly the story that I think it should be right now is not going to be the story that I think it should be another 75,000 words from now. I'm at 31,000 at the moment. So this is sucking right in here. Holy cow! I can't see the sky anymore. I can't see. I think there's a bare hint of blue above the fog. but it sucks right in. There's noticeable fog within, well, off to the south, within a quarter mile to the east. There's not really a lot of way for me to judge. It looks like about half a mile in that direction. Have you seen this cat? Nope. Stay with me. Bunk post. Hate it when cats get out. But it's sticky, it's muggy, of course it's foggy, so it's humid. Dark. I haven't been up very long this morning. I slept in until 5:30. And then I forgot to put the coffee. I put the coffee pot on, but then forgot to set the timer, so I had to wait for coffee. I haven't even had a full cup of coffee this morning. I have had my toast and peanut butter, but only about half a cup of coffee. At least I'm not broiling. I may be steaming, but I'm not broiling. Yesterday we had a discussion on there's a Facebook group, I think it's called Podcasting Community. And somebody who has been podcasting for about a year. In fact, I think almost exactly a year, because their latest episode is number 52. They apparently put out one podcast a week. So that would pretty much make it a year. Wondering how to grow an audience. And so we started asking questions like, well, what do you want? What do you want to do? What are you trying for? What's your goal? And the problem is, the goal is not really operationalizing. Good morning. The guy with the endless collection of high school basketball t-shirts. I wonder if he's an ex-coach or something. Anyway, so this story is 50 listeners, you know, 50 downloads when the podcast first comes out, and it falls off just a few a day, with maybe 100 overall across all of their episodes between releases. And my initial response is, well, okay, what's the problem? And I think the problem is one of perception that way. The problem is the perception that a year is a long time is one problem. It's a health and nutrition podcast, which at this point is a pretty interesting topic to me. Given my relationship with food and nutrition and health these last few months. But my larger question is why? Why do you want it to be bigger? Why do you want to have more? What is it going to do for your process to have more listeners? If you could have 1,000 listeners, what difference would it make if you had 1,000 downloads a day, every day? What difference would it make to your process? And they don't have any answers for those. They don't. It's like, well, of course we have to have more listeners. And the goal is to have everyone have a healthy and nutritious diet, to modify their diet to be more healthy, to be healthier, which is laudable. Having everybody have enough nutrition would be ending world hunger. The podcast is not going to end world hunger because it isn't information that's the problem. It's behavior. Now, I will say that wanting to avoid one particularly onerous behavior was certainly motivation enough for me to take additional action, which did require me to learn more. But the motivation came not from a podcast, but from other drivers. So I went to try to find this podcast, and I couldn't do it. I could not find a podcast. I have the name of the podcast. It's Prescription for Flavor, which, you know, it's a catchy name. Googling it is an interesting exercise because apparently there are services that flavor prescriptions so that if the syrup that you have to take is nasty, you can get it flavored to something that is less nasty. And so the pharmaceutical companies have prescription and flavor pretty much tied up. It did show up like at the bottom of the first page, halfway down the first page. It's just below the fold, but I did find it. And it's on SoundCloud, but there's no feed. There's no RSS. It's not a podcast. It's a stream. And I'm going through this saying, you know, I can't find your feed. I found the episodes, but I can't find the feed. I can't subscribe to it. So she's on like Podbean. She's listed in a bunch of aggregators, but again, not with a feed. You have to subscribe to the aggregator. You have to install Podcast Addict or Stitcher. And then you have access to those podcasts who have registered with Podcast Addict and Stitcher. So if you're on those services, then you have one. Or on iTunes. I don't know how you get on iTunes without a feed. I'm not exactly sure where it's listed on iTunes. Because I don't have iTunes installed on my computer anymore. So I can't look at it in iTunes and find out where it's listed. So I did a lot of looking around. I figured it was time I put an aggregator back on my iPhone, on my Android. And I put my old standby Double Twist on because Double Twist reconciles my Android with the iTunes Music Store. And it allows you to subscribe to feeds. Good morning. Good morning. So eventually I did find a way to listen. I'm still not convinced that it is, and I'm being a terrible purist here, but I'm still not convinced it's a podcast. And that's a problem. If you're trying to increase your podcast listenership and what you're putting out is a product that's not actually a podcast, that's a problem. So at any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. The first day of Novelrama. Hoo-hoo-hoo. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.